Hello, I'm Terry Copeland Pearsons. You know, everything I've ever taught or written about prayer over the years, including what you will read in my new book, can be traced back to my grandmother, Vanetta Copeland. Not because she formally taught me about prayer, but because she lived it and I watched it. There isn't anything Vanetta Copeland had with God that everyone else can't have. There isn't anything in God that's happened to her or to me that couldn't happen to you. My prayer is that you will launch into new places in the Spirit and that prayer will become for you more than ever before a living, life-changing encounter with Him.
Order An Encounter with Him, the new book by Terry Copeland Pearsons, for only $24.95 on kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons. And what a great time we have had on these broadcasts.
It's been amazing. This is the last one of our three-week series on how to be strong in the end times.
Yeah.
We are definitely in the end times.
No
Not
question.
The end of the world.
No question about it.
But the end of the world and the age as we know it.
Yep.
It's winding up, but Jesus said it would be hard. Paul said it would be hard. And sure enough, it's hard.
It's hard.
But it's possible to be an overcomer in the middle of all this hardness. And that's what we've been talking about, George, all these 3 weeks. And you can go to kcm.org and you can find the notes for all these outlines. But you also can go back and listen to the broadcast. Also get it on the Roku channel at Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Right.
Our Roku channel. And go back and listen to these broadcasts again so that you can be strong in the Lord and go over the notes. You know, it's really our desire to be a help to you. And I think this, following these things will put you in a good position to receive from the Lord and to not let the devil steal from you what God gives.
So this particular message for today, the Lord gave me some time ago. And we're talking about seven habits of strong believers. Seven habits of believers who are established, rooted, grounded in the Word of God. You can't shake them, you can't move them. But there are certain things that we have to do on a regular basis, on a daily basis. And listen to this. This is Proverbs 8, 34 and 35. Blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors, for whoso finds me finds life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. And so we see here that this is watching daily. This development of our strength, spiritual strength, is a daily activity. It's something you don't take a faith vacation. You don't back away from the things of the Word. You stay with it. And every single day, you're building that strength on the inside. An anointed daily routine produces glorious results. It says here in Galatians 6:8, he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit, and that's what we're talking about today, sowing to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap life, everlasting life. And so the more we daily sow to the Spirit, the stronger our spirits will become, and we will confidently stand our ground, resist the enemy, and receive more from God. So here we go, seven habits of strong believers. Take it away.
What it means to sow is to invest in. And so these seven habits, these are seven things that a believer invests in. He invests his time, his effort, his attention, his energy, his money. He invests in these things. First, they feed their spirit by making a habit of reading God's Word every day. Every day, every day, every day. Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I dare say you eat every day, multiple times a day, and it won't do to have one cold snack of the Word of God a week. You have to read the Word. Matthew 6:11, give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah.
Proverbs 4:20, my son, Give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. So you arrange your schedule around the word instead of trying to make the word fit into your busy schedule. Sister Gloria Copeland said that. That's a quote from her book, God's Will for You. Don't try to fit the word into your busy schedule. Mm-hmm. You make your schedule around prioritizing the word of God. You know, intentions don't count. A good intention will not count. You do whatever you have to do to change. You do whatever you have to do to put the Word of God in your in your eyes. And I'm challenging you, yes, you, I'm challenging you. What will you do to make that change, to see to it that God's Word is in your life every single day, that it goes in your eyes every day?
The second habit of strong believers is they build up their faith by listening to God's Word every day. This is something that Terry and I do in our own home. We listen to the Word of God. We listen to the Word of God every night. Mm-hmm. When we go to bed, up comes the Word of God. And through the evening, we are listening to and being built up in the Word. It says in Romans 10:17, so faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And it says in Proverbs 4:20-22, my son, attend to my word. Pay attention to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all of your flesh.
See, all the things right there, George, your eyes, your ears, your heart produces health to their flesh.
That's right. And we just read that from Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. But we need to know something else too. Doubt comes by hearing also. And that's why Jesus said, be careful what you're hearing. Mark 4:24 from the Amplified Classic. Be careful of what you're hearing. So we have to be very, very determined and succinct and make a quality decision that wherever we are, whatever we're doing, even if we're in their car, what are you listening to? That's an opportunity to hear the Word of God, and you'll be built up by your hearing of the Word of God.
It's important for your children. I want to show you two examples. You know, we raised up our kids. We were playing cassette tapes at the time of my dad, Brother Copeland, and their dad and others at night. They trained up hearing that. Well, now they are teaching their kids to do that, to the point that our seven-year-old, just turned seven-year-old granddaughter, she is learning to search the Believer's Convention from a year or so ago, found it on YouTube by herself, found it and plays it at night. Her mother was surprised. She walked in and she had been listening to some of those same messages over and over, chose what she wanted for herself. Yeah. But I also know of situations in other people's lives where one person I know, they listen to country music every night. Well, you know, there's some country music I like too, but they just put it on and listen to it. And there are a lot of carousing and drinking and all that kind of stuff, you know, that's there. And they followed that path in their lives, just became followed after drinking and carousing. And it took the prime of their life away. So teach your children, but be mindful of it yourself. Number three, the habit, one of the habits of a strong spirit, a person with a strong spirit, they strengthen and encourage themselves daily by speaking God's words over their own lives.
That's right.
Matthew 8:8, Jesus noted this was the greatest faith was from the centurion who said, speak the word only. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of tongue. The tongue. Now, it doesn't say the power of death and life is in the tongue. No, the power's in the tongue.
Yes.
And the tongue has to choose, will it speak death? Will it speak life? And if you don't manage that by faith, then it will lean towards death. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. That's your thoughts. So that you may observe to do all that's written in it. If you don't talk God's word, you won't do God's word. And don't think you're going to be the special one that will work another way for you. Talk God's word, confess God's word, speak God's word, and then you will prosper and have good success. Put God's word, Gloria Copeland says, put God's word in your heart, and you will speak it with your mouth. God's word in your mouth will cause good things to happen in your life.
So important. I like this one. This is your quote.
Okay.
And I remember capturing this one a long time ago. Pastor Terry said, if your mouth puts God's word in your heart when you don't need it, your heart will put God's word in your mouth when you do.
So you speak the word of God to deposit it in your heart, but when your heart is full of the word, then when the pressure's on, it will put the word in your mouth before you even had a chance to think about it. It will fill your mouth. So fill your heart with your mouth, but then let your heart fill your mouth when you need it.
Okay, here's number four habit of strong believers. They dominate and control their thought lives by filling their minds with God's word. This is so important. This is so crucial to the development of a strong spirit. And here are a couple of scriptures. It says in Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those are the things that Paul was instructing the Philippians that they needed to focus their minds on. And that's what you do to develop a strong spirit.
You know, Pastor, I think it'd be good. I think we have the time here to look at that. You know, in contrast for us, about these, like when we get caught up in thoughts of the things we wish we had said, you know,
mm-hmm.
we get argumentative in our minds with somebody,
yeah.
or somebody says something ugly to you, well, I should have told them and gave them a piece of my mind, you know?
Yeah.
Well, which is the piece of your mind that you're going to give them one of these?
Yeah, right, right.
So, or is it, my dad said one time, give me a piece of your mind. I don't want that nasty thing. You got to be careful which piece of your mind you're giving
right,
away. And, you
right.
know, some of us can't afford to lose any, you know, because we don't want to be, but that's, yeah. talk about, that's, you know, the things, finding the good thing.
Right. And you have to, in the same way that you're feeding it through your ears, you're feeding it through your mind as well. And there are strongholds that build up in your mind. I like what your dad has said before about total immersion in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The total immersion will, and they say that it will cut new grooves in your brain. It will cut new areas, cross-grain to what you've previously thought. Things that you have thought about yourself for years. You fill your mind with who you are in Christ, what you can do in Christ, what you have in Christ, and it will absolutely, it will flush out all of the doubt and unbelief, and it will recreate your thinking and recreate your mind. But that comes by doing it daily. Every day. Every day you have to do that. Every day, 2 Corinthians 10:5, you've got to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Anything that's fighting the word of God, anything that's fighting who you are in Him and bringing it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of the anointed one and His anointing. So we have to cast down. How do you cast down an imagination?
Well, it's just, you refuse to think it. You know,
there you go.
Keith Moore says, you have to remind yourself, my mind is my mind. I don't have to just let it think whatever it wants
right,
to think.
Right.
I own it. It doesn't own me. So you could go back with those two verses, Philippians 4:8,
mm-hmm.
and whatever things are honest, just, pure, you find something lovely.
Yeah.
You know, Brother Hagin would tell the story about this guy. It was a horrible, horrible guy. He was cruel. He was mean. Everybody just, he just awful and wound up doing some horrible things, and then he died, and nobody could say anything good about him. But they asked this one man, he said, well, you know, didn't he have pretty eyes?
Yeah.
That's the only thing he could find, but he found something good to say.
Yep.
But if we will practice that with people, that instead of spending our time casting down the imagination and everything that it exalts itself against the way God wants you to be,
right.
and the way the anointing wants you to be. And this is not only thinking about God, this is thinking the thoughts of God.
Yep.
And if we'll take those people,
yep.
there was a neighbor that was so rude to me, just the other day. Just a crotchety old guy in a way, you know. I thought, ugh. But to just cast that down and think about, yeah, but doesn't his yard always look nice? Mm-hmm. And yeah, mm-hmm. but doesn't he do this? And yeah, yeah, but, and give yourself a big yeah, but God, and look for the things, the characteristics in there, and casting that imagination, and it will bring peace, and it will strengthen you instead of depleting you. You can do that about situations and finances and all kinds of threats in our lives.
Well, you talk about meditating the Word. That's what it is. You're thinking
That's
on
right.
the Word of God. You do that day and night. And one of the things that I've been practicing, and I've really endeavored to practice it even more intensely recently in my own prayer times, is to meditate on the Word, meditate on who I am. And I'll ask the Lord, give me something that I can focus on and cut new grooves in my brain. And one of the scriptures that he gave me was 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. And I will just sit there in my chair and I'll think that scripture. Beloved, to begin to think about how my soul is prospering and prospering in every way. And I was thinking the other day on this scripture, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. And I was like, oh,
That's
Lord, show me. What do you want to show me about that one? The thoughts of the diligent. Well, the diligent, those who are diligent to do these things on a daily basis, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteous. So thoughts tend to plenteousness because I'm diligent in that. So I'm thinking these thoughts, and it reminded me of a thought that Tommy Williams gave me many years ago. And he talked to me about, he said, the Lord showed this to him. He said, you can get to a place in meditating on the Word of God that you can't even think lack.
Wow.
Yeah. To get to that place where you are so disciplined in thinking on the things of the Word of God that you can't even think lack. And it says in Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee.
You know, all these things are just done a day at a time.
Yeah.
You can't exercise beyond today, for today.
Right.
And it's true in spiritual things as well.
Yep.
Number five, those with a strong spirit, daily habit, they anchor and establish their hearts by giving God continual praise and thanksgiving.
That's good.
And making this a decision, this is the way I'm going to be today, a conscious effort. Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Oh, that's good.
All times, hard times, good times.
Yeah.
I will bless the Lord. And that's when you have to realize God is not your problem. Therefore, I can bless him because whatever my problem is, he's given me an answer. I will bless the Lord, hard times, good times.
Mm-hmm.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What does that mean? Giving God credit every way you can. This is not talking about, you know, the first 15, 20 minutes of church service. Okay,
yep.
This is talking about always giving God the credit. You know, the Lord helped me with that. You know, the Lord showed me that. You know, wasn't that the goodness of God?
Yeah.
Making a practice of that, just say it. And it's more than just saying, oh, praise God, which we say that a lot. But really, you know, the Lord helped me with that. Thank God you showed me that. Lord, I mean, I've said that in the laundry room. Thank you, Lord, for showing me how to get that stain out. Thank you, Lord, you got that out when there wasn't any way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I plead the blood of Jesus over some things that weren't going to come out, but they did. And you're just giving God the credit all the time. Boy, wasn't that the goodness of the Lord? Boy, Pastor, didn't the Lord help us with that?
Wasn't that
something? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
And working that into your daily conversation,
yes.
His praise will continually be in my mouth.
Yep.
And you know, that really helps you develop in humility as well.
Let me read this scripture. I know that you've got one up here.
That's
okay.
Just keep going.
This just dropped in my heart. Habakkuk, 3:17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither the fruit shall be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, there shall be no herd in the stall. That's a serious situation. That's some stuff going on in somebody's life. But then it says in verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And the Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. Well, here right in the middle of this, in the middle of whatever you're going through, you interrupt your thinking by your praising. Praise
right.
God.
That's good.
Praise God. Praise
interrupt
God.
Interrupt your thinking with your praising.
Yeah.
That's the way you bring your mind back around. That's what's Habakkuk 4, 17 through 19.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Then in the number 6, they edify themselves and charge their batteries by praying much in other tongues.
Yes, yes, yes.
We will, our prayer team is there to pray for you so that you can do what Jesus said. Those that believe in my name, they will speak with other tongues. And so that edification, 1
yep.
Corinthians 14, 4,
yep.
he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Jude 20, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You build up. Praying in the Holy Ghost, and it goes
you,
on
Jesus.
To say, keeping yourselves in love.
Thank
praying
you,
in tongues has kept me from not walking in love. It gets the pressure to spout off and get it off of you
yes.
by praying in other tongues.
Yep.
And so I really encourage you to know more about that. And you can look on our website for more information. And then I like this one, George, if you'd touch on that real quick about
Yeah, they become
seven.
Streamlined by getting rid of excess baggage. We can become aerodynamically sound in our lives. Hebrews 12:1, seeing that we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before
us.
You
know, we spent 2 days talking about that. You can go to kcm.org and kcm.org/watch. Just go to the website, kcm.org, and find the broadcast from the last 2-3 weeks
mm-hmm.
that covers all of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me give you one more, and this, I guess you could call this a bonus one, but that is, and think about this, giving.
Mm.
Giving.
It's true.
Giving opens the door and builds supernatural strength on the inside
yeah.
of us.
It's a spiritual exercise. You
it
hear
is.
From the Lord, then you respond,
yep.
you give, and then you use your faith for the harvest to come back.
Yep.
That's and you know what? We challenge, just like you challenge yourself with
yes.
more weights in the
yes.
gym,
yes.
we often challenge ourselves,
yep.
give more.
Mm-hmm.
Give beyond what we just
yes.
did last time.
That's right.
You
and
know?
Terry puts me to the test a lot of times. She says, I want to give into this, but what are you thinking?
And the pressure's on.
And the pressure's on to think the same thing she is. And it happens more often than not.
I know that we
come
get
up
with the same
sometimes
number.
She comes up with bigger figures than I do. But there have been a few times when I've come
Thank
up with
you.
A bigger figure than her. But that is the exercise of giving. Give. And it shall be given to you. Good
yeah.
measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom.
Strong, people with strong spirits are generous.
Yeah.
They are generous.
What I thought about, tell this about David Crank's dad and what he did, because you were there
yeah.
receiving those offerings
way
back when.
I worked in the mail room and used to get his letters. And sometimes he sent a nickel, a dime, a few pennies taped to a piece of paper, sometimes a stamp. Might be all they'd have, and
mm-hmm.
they would search the couch, the car, go find bottles and get cash for it to be able to, and then we started every day. He sent something every single day.
Every day.
I wasn't telling somebody to do that. That's what
yep.
the Lord led him to do, so he did. And then in doing that, it started to be more than pennies, it started to be a dollar every day,
yeah.
then a few dollars every
yeah.
day. And the next thing you know, David Crank was sending us a lot of money.
He was.
This was David Crank Sr.
Yep.
Now David and Nicole, David Jr.,
yes.
they're pastoring multiple churches and campuses,
yep.
have a world-impacting ministry.
They're reaping what he sowed.
They are still reaping off of the seed that David
yep.
Crank Sr. sowed,
yep.
that I was privileged to be one of the ones to open his mail. But he was steadfast with it.
Yep.
He grew stronger in his giving and became stronger in his receiving.
And you know something? I've been praying over the partners of this ministry on a daily basis and praying over those of you who are sowing into this ministry and praying that God is continually expanding you, enlarging you, and prospering you more and more and more, that you are able to give. And you're able to come to the point in your life where you, maybe you're in church and the pastor's up there and they've got some project that they're doing. And you sit there and you say to yourself, okay, Lord, what do you want me to give to this? Do you want me to pay for half of it? Do you want me to pay for the whole thing?
Praise God.
And you get over into that place. So I've been praying over our partners.
Pray.
Okay. You pray.
Okay. You get excited about that.
I know the clock is running down.
Go. So, Father, we pray over this offering
today, Jesus.
And believe that the prosperity of the Lord rests upon all of our partners,
friends,
Father. Maybe those who've never given before, that you're leading them, guiding them,
Jesus.
Challenging them, Lord.
But
they are challenging the Word of God
Jesus.
To produce in their lives the harvest that you promise, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. The information that you need is, of course, there on your screen at kcm.org. You can give. We're so thankful for that. Now, I have something really special. I have just short time.
Yeah.
My birthday is coming up next week, and I won't be on the broadcast, but my birthday. And so I wanted to give something to everybody that wants to have it for my birthday.
That's
I
right.
want to give you a gift on my birthday. It's my series called Letting Him Lead. It's a free download that we want to give to you. You can go right there at kcm.org and receive a gift from me for my birthday, which is next week. And I'm believing for 6,700 at least people to receive that gift. And see if you can guess from that what my birthday is. I'm not 6,700, but I don't mind telling you, I'm 67 or about to be. And I really want to give you something. So bless the Lord. And you don't have to give to us to give that gift. If you want to, bless God. If not, just please let me give you
It's your
gift.
Birthday, and you can sow if you want to.
I can sow if I want to. We've so enjoyed being with you these 3 weeks. Please let us hear from you. But until next time, remember, God loves you.
We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/give, or call 800-600-7395. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.